This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, a 98-year-old in her first ever nativity play. Also, we open door 5 on the WhoVent calendar. I think Chris is getting more basic. Wrap Myself in Paper makes its 2017 debut. And when you start calling your girlfriend or boyfriend's mum, Mum. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Anna from yesterday.
Hey, Xander. You were the one doing exams, were you?
Yeah, I had my essay due at midnight.
Yeah, we spoke to you, like, last bit of the show yesterday.
And it was about politics, wasn't it?
Yeah, political economy.
Did you get it done?
I did get it done at 11:52.
And the deadline was midnight?
Yes, it was. It was a little bit too tight, but I got there in the end.
Close to the bone.
Now, be honest, did you kind of take your time for the rest of the day?
Yeah, so most of the day I was procrastinating quite a lot. Mm. My computer then just decided to randomly turn off around 7, and so I lost some of what I'd written, which wasn't ideal. And then that was kind of the wake-up call of, I've actually got to properly get my head down now.
Now, I've done this several times when I've had to write essays for uni, and when you submit it and there's only like 5 minutes left, you don't really bother checking the spelling of it.
Yeah, I know. I had a little paranoid read through again this morning. I'd missed some stuff out and I did spot a couple of typos. I'm not going to lie.
Mate, my dissertation was a joke. When you, like, I read it back not that long ago. 10,000 words, this thing, Scott, I had to write. It is littered with spelling mistakes, weird words. I've put you are instead of your.
No, you that haven't.
Is, it, mate, it's all in. It's dreadful. But they can only mark you down a certain amount for poor spelling. You are.
Yours wasn't that bad, was it, Xander?
No, I don't think it was quite the same extent. But yeah, it wasn't great.
Was 11:52 like the moment you finished it? Or did you just hang around before pressing send, like, I'm going to do it at 52?
I did have a quick, like, have I got everything, chopped my bibliography in, like, just a mental process. But, yeah, I was slightly nervous because it took a long time to submit. Like, I just had the wheel going around for a while and I was paranoid and it wasn't going to send. And then finally the tick came off and I was like, oh.
And then what happened? What did you do then?
Then, my housemates were already in the kitchen getting ready to go out. So I just joined then, to be honest.
Lol! Yes!
Did you include us in the references or not? Some people like to do that. We always appreciate it.
Maybe for the next one.
Okay, yeah.
It's great when our names are at the bottom of an essay, Scott, as a reference. Stark and Mills.
Right, so how many more have you got? Or is that it?
That's all it for this term. So, yeah, you can relax now until Christmas.
Yes! Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Why? Scott Mills.
So after 3:30 today, we've got this new band on called Pretty Much. We played their last single a bit, Would You Mind? Might have seen on X Factor at the weekend. New boy band from the US put together by Simon Cowell. They can sing, they can dance, they can do everything.
He's mad for these guys, isn't he?
Yeah, massively. So we've got them on after 3:30. They just mentioned it online and it's popping off. And don't worry if you know someone that likes them there at school, because it'll be all on the Scott Mills Daily on the BBC iPlayer radio app. You can listen to Radio 1 live on that whenever you want to take us with you.
Do we know the name of their fans? I mean...
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, do you?
They're called Beans.
Beans?
Yeah, they're like... shout out to the UK Beans with a Z.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, so Pretty Much is on after 3:30. You know when you order lunch at the moment and you're getting me all spicy stuff?
Yeah.
I really am looking forward to the challenge of it, like, on a daily basis.
I think you've changed because of it, because I'm getting extra spicy, but now your threshold has changed. Now you kind of want it a little bit and expect it.
I'm, like, up for the challenge of it.
I'm very impressed.
I mean, last week nearly killed me, but you've gone for it even spicier now.
It's a bit like going to the gym in the sense you can start to do more, can't you? You can put up with more.
Yeah.
More pain.
I can. My taste buds can take it.
Scott Mills.
Had my first proper twinge of Christmas today. It's on. It's definitely on. Like, loads of work parties everywhere.
You say that. It's the 5th. When are all the traditions starting for us? You know, all the ones that we normally do.
Listen, I'm playing Christmas music now.
Yeah, but when's all our, like, Baubles Deep stuff coming on?
Like what?
Like, well, the Christmas songs we play. When's our Christmas song going on? Perfect Christmas single. Where's Wrap Myself in Paper?
We can't do that again this year. Every year it's the same.
When are we doing Dial a Carol?
No, we can't do that again.
100%. Mate, we have this discussion every year.
Do you not feel they've run their course?
We'll do it all. We do it all.
All right.
I'm going to buy your mum a wonderful present this year. We'll do it all.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone. Who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Where are you today?
I'm in Bolton.
How can I help you?
Just giving you a heads up that wrap myself in paper day, it actually falls on a Sunday this year, so...
Oh, you've really thought about this. You've really thought about it, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm with Chris on the Christmas stuff.
Right, what do you want to hear? What do you want?
Well, I'm seeing as it's not going to go to plan like it usually does. I think you should just play it early, play it today.
Where do we stand at 2 weeks and a day then? Doesn't really fit, so, does it?
Okay, so today's the 5th. Write myself in paper now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, go on.
It's quite full on, but I'm with you, Daniel. I think we should do it.
I've already listened to it several times.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little known classic, which only really you know if you listen to this show.
Yeah. Oh, comedy, though.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't even know whether it's still in the system. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's still there. Oh, it feels early.
I'm not going to lie. It's quite full on, but let's embrace it.
Callum and Lincoln says that's one of the worst songs I've ever heard. Yes, that's why it's great.
It's wonderful. One of the first things you made me do at Radio 1, of course, you put me in a box, wrapped me up and sent me to Fern Cotton, who opened the box, and I was to jump out.
Yeah, but you wrapped yourself in paper.
I just started. She didn't have a clue who I was.
Not a clue. She was like, ah, who's that?
It was a horrible moment.
Yeah, that was your introduction to Fern, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We became good friends after that.
Yeah. Kind of broke the ice. What is this, says Hannah. We play it every year, Hannah. It's like a tradition on this show. Oh, do you reckon, like, Magnus Carlsen's there at home in Sweden every year, like a little check just pops through the post?
I'm just buzzing for him because, you know, at a time where he's... Well, look at what other songs you're playing around. It's very different to Buff Daddy.
It is.
And, you know, that's great for him.
Like a little check. Like 36p arrives wherever he lives in Sweden, like every January it would be, wouldn't it?
Which I imagine to look like some kind of log cabin.
Yes.
Like, just permanently Christmassy.
Yeah. And he's, like, mega tanned.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's the check.
BBC Radio 1 again. That was Magnus Carlsen and Wrap Myself in Paper.
Scott Mills.
Chris, I think you're getting more basic as days go by.
Mm. I know, I've noticed you telling me that I'm basic a lot more.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I don't... I actually agree with you.
Quite obvious.
I agree with you.
I've just looked up basic, unsophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think more and more I notice on Twitter people pointing out things that are basic.
Yeah. Like Christmas, quite basic, isn't it?
I think certain Christmas traditions can be quite
basic.
Wearing a rubbish Christmas jumper.
Yes.
Basic.
Yeah.
Wearing a paper hat and getting a joke out of it. Basic.
And the worry is when you see someone that's like super famous for being maybe, oh, I don't know, like really revered, like an icon, and they're doing something very, very average, like wearing a Christmas jumper.
Basic.
It does look a bit basic.
Okay, tell everyone what you've done today. What was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. I entered the... Okay, so I was watching morning TV on ITV, and I entered the competition after
basic.
I saw Andy Peters
showing
off the prize. Which was like, he was basically showing off this car and a load of money.
Yeah.
And I found myself messaging in to the competition.
Oh, I love you.
But then I felt that I was being quite basic for it.
Well, a lot of people enter those.
I agree. But I think it's that feeling of being quite sucked in, even though you know, like, loads and loads of people are doing it.
Yeah. Now, what happens? Is this the one where Alison Hammond turns up at your front door unannounced?
Yeah. Yes, which is, well, maybe quite basic.
Do you remember when I took her to Nando's once?
What?
She loved it. I took her to Nando's. She's like, oh, I'd come here every day if I could.
Oh, was this a date?
On the Strictly Come Dancing tour, she was like, oh, can we go? I was like, yeah, she'd never been.
Oh, right. But I do think you spot more and more things at the moment. Maybe it is because some of the festive traditions are a bit rubbish. That are basic.
Yeah.
And,
What if you win?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, who's laughing now, eh?
I'll win, but I'll probably keep it a secret.
Basic.
Scott Mills.
Every day in December, we're celebrating something quite retro, a bit throwback, and giving it a ho. I'm enjoying this. Mary Loves Dick yesterday with Derek Acora was good.
It was a classic.
Also, we've had the moment on X Factor on the final where they go, ladies and gentlemen, can't believe I'm about to say this. It's Shane Filan.
duets.
Yeah, the duets. You ready for door five?
So excited.
Okay, here we go.
The Who Vent Calendar with Scott Mills. Soon my sleigh I will drive, but first, let's have a look at number five.
Big Brother House, this is Davina. You are live on Channel 4. Please do not swear.
Talking live to the Big Brother House and ask them not to swear because they're on Channel 4.
Scott Mills. This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sammy.
Hello.
You roof thatcher. You're thatching the roofs.
View.
Have you? Where are you at the moment? Are you on a roof now?
I am. I'm sat right up on top of a roof. I'm going to look over the fields.
Be careful up there.
Oh, I will.
Do you remember when Joe Sugg was an actual thatcher?
Yeah,
like
he was.
Proper thatcher roofs before.
Thatcher Joe, and now...
For YouTube.
Before, now massive on YouTubes.
Does he still do the roofs? I don't know.
Nah.
No?
No.
No, but it's a good skill to have, should you need it.
Yeah, I mean, you could always go back to it. Whereabouts in the UK are you, Sammy?
I'm in Devon, near Broadcliffe at the minute.
Okay.
On the roof.
On the roof, yeah. And who do you normally pick on bangers?
Depends on the song.
No, well, that's very, very true, actually, I guess, yeah. There's no allegiances, though. That's what you're saying, Sammy.
Well, I absolutely do love Scott, I must say.
Okay, well,
he keeps me sane, so...
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Right, so this is what I've got for you. Promises, Nero.
Imagine thatching to this, though.
Yeah.
In anger.
Angry Thatcher.
Thatch that roof.
Yes?
Okay, you can have my choice.
Get your mallet out for that one.
Yeah,
yes,
get your
Sammy.
Mallet out.
Okay, good. Ooh. Or... my choice today is this. This is the Foo Fighters, My Hero. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, mallets out.
Mallets out.
The lads.
Yeah, or for the lasses in this case.
Yes, Queen.
Yes.
Queen. All right then, what are we going to have?
As much as I love you, Scott, I'm afraid I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah, okay, fair play. Can't really compete with that, can you?
Huge.
Good memories of back in the summer with the naked guy at Glastonbury.
Absolutely. Hero.
Foo Fighters, My Hero, on BBC Radio 1. I always think of that guy now.
Oh, the naked guy in...
Yeah. When the camera goes to him, they're like, oh, no, quick.
Amazing. Didn't we talk about him at the time? And he ended up speaking to Dave Grohl, I think, or Dave Grohl ended up talking about him or connected or something like that. Amazing.
Hero. Just for getting it out.
Yeah, although I don't know if that can be encouraged in the future. I'm not sure it was actually technically allowed.
Please don't do that. Wolf Alice coming up and Marshmallow Chris wins again on Bangers.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
I hope everyone's remembered that it's our team Christmas dinner tomorrow, Chris.
Oh, yes, of course.
Everyone's quite excited for it. The place we're going is... it always goes all out at Christmas. I mean, the decorations are... off the scale.
Well, yeah, it's to the point of obscenity, actually.
Yeah, I mean, like from early November onwards, it's like, wow, how much is their electric bill?
Mm.
So that's happening tomorrow, and will you be having the special?
Oh,
it's been the same special for the last 8 years,
yeah.
Which is?
Butterfly King Prawns and Spaghetti. He always makes out that it's a special, but not a special because it's been the same for years.
And there's real pressure. He's like, mate, try the Butterfly King Prawns. It's the special. It's really good. I'm like, either you've got like a massive job lot of prawns that you need to get away here, or because they will go off.
Well, for years.
I mean, but literally for years. Or... maybe he's got like a secret supplier of prawns that gets them half price, which is why he's always offering the prawns on.
Man's got prawns.
Man's got prawn. So that's tomorrow night. Nicola on the show has already looked at the menu.
Yeah, of course I do this as well. It's nice to see what you're going to have, isn't it? Like, yeah, don't really do this.
No, is it a thing where you look at the menu online before?
Yeah, it's when you're excited about something, you look at the restaurant, decide we're having before. Loads of people doing Christmas parties will do this.
Anyway, Nicola's having the calamari to start, if you're interested. Have you decided on main?
No, it's too much.
Oh,
no.
You want the prawns, mate. What? It's special.
Scott Mills.
Something's made my heart melt today.
Go on.
A 98-year-old lady that's never been in a nativity play before.
Oh.
And she's in her home and she's playing the donkey.
Oh.
Listen.
I'm 98 years of age. And I'm donkey.
Yeah. That's her doing the donkey there.
Oh, good.
Quite good, because she was probably there at the first nativity when it actually happened, so she will be able to remember it.
Also, donkey, big role. You know, massive in nativity, role. Traditionally, if you get involved in a nativity, it's very hard to get a key role.
Yeah.
Like, God knows what you would have been at the nativity play at your school.
I was one of the wise men, actually.
Oh, come off it, you were
yes,
a wise
I was.
Man.
Yes, I was.
No way.
Yes.
You're in Lobster or something.
No, I was not. Wise man. I brought the myrrh.
That amazes me.
This is the first time I've been in a nativity play.
Oh, it's not been in one ever. Let me hear the donkey impression again. Yes.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. At the devil, every darkness, stare the morning. No, we all try. We all try.
Rag and Bowman and Grace on BBC Radio 1. Someone brought the myrrh 3 years running. That's
really?
Georgie in Wiltshire, obviously popular.
It just gets me thinking what pop stars would have been in the nativity as well. You can't help it. Rag and Bowman, though.
Yeah. Mark, the producer, wanted so badly to be Jesus, but his theatrical teacher was like, no, darling, you're not tall enough. You're going to be a shepherd. Potato sack on him in his pants walking around. Just a potato sack.
His pants.
Yeah, because they're big, aren't they, and cover you all up. Oh, that sweet 98-year-old lady in the nativity play.
Oh, bless her, yeah.
But was she doing a donkey impression, or was she actually trying to do the beginning of Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal?
Oh, it does sound similar.
Same.
Only 20 sleeps to Christmas. Radio.
Right, coming up, we've got a new boy band, Simon Cowell's new boy band, Pretty Much. They're on after 3:30.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So I did a bit of a weird thing with my girlfriend's mum recently, and I... So what I've done is I've accidentally called her mum.
Oh, no.
We're living round there at the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
And your house still not finished?
No, and I'm worried that they'll be listening, so now's not the right time.
What was you like, thanks, Mum? Was it like that, was it?
Yeah, just in passing, wasn't really thinking.
Right.
And we've not really spoken about it since, but I'm worried now she thinks that I've almost elevated her to that status. Like I've upgraded her to mum status.
Right. Well, why would you call her mum?
It was just an accident. It was just a sort of slip of the tongue kind of thing. But then it got me thinking that maybe she thinks that's a real nice thing for me to do, that, you know, I'm getting on with her so well that I've now started calling her mum.
But it's not your mum.
But it's not my mum. But people do this, Scott. There are people that will be in relationships with people right now. One of my friends does this, and they call their girlfriend's parents mum and dad.
No, that's not right.
But it's because they've been together for years and years and years.
It doesn't happen. Anyone I've ever gone out with, I've never called their mum. I've got my own.
And it happens even... Yeah, you do have your own, but what I'm saying is I think when you really get on with the... with the mum and dad of whoever you're with, you do refer to them as mum and dad. I feel a bit uncomfortable doing that. But
Finding this so weird.
I'm telling you, there must be at least one person listening right now who does that. And I'm talking about even pre-marriage here. So I'm saying, like, they're just they may be just been going out for a few months or something like that.
Or have
and
a cup
push
of tea,
things forward.
Cup of tea, please. Thanks, Dad. That's not your
dad.
Yeah,
no, hang on. It is what you do. So you get a cup of tea. You're like, cheers, Mum. It's like
not Mum.
You can say it cash, but the thing is, right? I reckon there's people out there who will have broken up with whoever they were with. They've become an ex, and they've even called their parents Mum, and they've had to become an ex-mum.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, here we are. Boys, my sister-in-law does it. Makes my skin crawl. Thanks, Mum. I call my friend's mum, Mum.
My girlfriend's mum? Oh, no, that's a different one.
No. Really hard when they're coming in and we haven't read them before, isn't it?
Concerning situations been said, yeah. But I think they're just trying to catch us out.
Someone says, I do this. She's even saved in my phone as Mum. It's not your mum!
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Oh, everyone's calling everyone else Mum now.
Yeah, it seems this happens a lot. My friend, there's a couple of escalations on this, though, what we're talking about. One text says, my friend calls my mum and even buys her Mother's Day cards.
No, right.
That weirds me out, actually. If your friends call your mum, they shouldn't be doing that.
Back off.
Yeah, back off.
It's my mum.
Chris's mum should be referred to as
that. Yeah, it's not your mum.
I also think, and I agree with Claire and Reading here, nans are a different game.
Yeah,
different. It's rare you know your partner's grandparents' name. You just generally go for gran or nan.
Yeah. That's true. And that seems fine.
That seems okay.
It's just when it's mum and dad and they're not yours, that seems to be the issue. Oh,
Scott Mills.
Emma, what's your story?
So, last Christmas, my boyfriend's really useless and always forgets to get presents. So I bought his mum a present and signed it from him and me, but I put his name first. And she recognised it wasn't his handwriting and thought it was, and saw that it was mine. And thought I was calling her mum. And now she basically just sends me messages, signed off as mum. She got really emotional about the calling her mum.
Oh, no, now you can't go back.
No, and it makes me feel a bit sick. Like, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she's signing off as mum now all the time, and she absolutely, like, she's loving it. She really likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's really not my thing to call other people's parents, like mum or Auntie Karen and things like that.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Here's another question, asking for a friend. Obviously, when you're little, you call your mum and dad mummy and daddy, right? What age should you stop saying daddy and just revert to dad?
It's a great question.
Just asking for someone else. Scott Mills. For their Radio 1 debut, it's pretty much. Hi, guys.
What's going on? What's up?
I mean, I knew there was a lot of you, but there are so many. I saw you on X Factor at the weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was so dope.
When you did that show at the weekend, you know the judges are sat right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, you know Simon because he kind of invented you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Something like that.
And you know Nicole Scherzinger, Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, of course.
Sharon Osbourne?
Of course.
Sharon!
Did you think, who's that old guy at the end?
I've definitely seen his face before. I don't know my name.
Do you remember his name?
I know exactly.
I want to say a name, but I'm just not going to say it because I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah?
Louis. This is actually, it sucks that like I don't remember his last name because I've been watching him like at all the auditions. Like, I'm just like, I was that kid on YouTube that just watched all the X Factor like
what,
auditions.
UK?
Yeah, all of them. Like UK, yeah. Back when it was in America too.
Yeah.
So like, it's...
Because remember, he's a Canadian.
So are you saying you would have rather had Louis Walsh as your kind of mentor than Simon Cowell?
Louis Walsh. Simon, you know.
Have you been to Simon's house?
Yes.
Actually, both houses.
Both.
The UK and the...
Yes.
And the one in Beverly Hills.
Best of both worlds.
Let me ask you a question. Was he eating beef hula hoops?
He was not.
No, I've actually not seen it. Okay. Wait, hold on. Explain to me what that is.
It's like they're kind of round crisps.
At his UK house, he was. I remember they had him on the table.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Maybe.
And were there consistently Disney movies playing?
No,
In the rooms we were in.
But I do know for an actual fact he does watch cartoons in the morning to put him in a good mood.
I'd heard that and has a bath at the same time. Yeah, but you know he's got TV and bathroom.
Yeah, but it would be a bit weird if the lads are over there and he's in the bath.
Yeah,
true.
Unless we're all in baths.
And then we all got our separate bathtubs. We wear bathing suits. It's cool.
Boy
band bonding.
Now, for the Radio 1 audience that don't know, I know that you're a mix of kind of YouTubers, Instagrammers, and dancers. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of you can like spin in your head, and the other person can film it, put it on Instagram and YouTube. Sorted.
You guys are kind of new over here. So, what would you say is the big aim in all this? What's the big goal for you guys?
You know, I think my favorite part, at least, is meeting all the fans and seeing the different, like, fans in different countries, accents, and, like, states, and accents, culture, and all that stuff.
Do we sound really British and posh to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very.
We're actually saying it's funny because, like, LA fans are kind of, like... They're, like, more, like, up front, and they, like, don't really care. They'll, like, be sassy. And, like, it's the fans, like, in the UK, they're, like, so respectful.
Like, oh,
they
bring, like, anything. Like, yeah.
Hello, pretty much. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It was crazy. I went to go, like, get food, and they were, like, all downstairs in front of the hotel. And I was like, sorry, guys. Like, I'm really hungry. I want to go get food. Like, oh, we'll wait for you right here when we get back. Yeah.
Hey, if you're in LA, you're like, oh, I'm going to get food. They'll be like, okay, we coming with.
Also, what you'll notice is if you'd said, like, for instance, I'm going to get food, people just apologize for no reason. Sorry.
Yeah. It's almost like a second Canada here.
Okay, sorry.
Actually,
listen, guys, we're going to play the track, and pretty much I know we'll see you again soon. Sorry for interviewing you. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.